From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the global community debates further action against North Korea. The UN Security Council says it's working to craft new sanctions against the North after its latest nuclear tests. The UN ambassador from Uruguay, Elbio Rosselli, the current council president, spoke following an emergency council session.
The members of the Security Council also recalled that they have previously expressed their determination to take further significant measures in the event of another DPKR nuclear test. And in line with this commitment and the gravity of this violation, the members of the Security Council will begin to work immediately on such measures in a new Security Council resolution.
And in Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby Wednesday condemned the test.
We have consistently made clear that we will not accept North Korea as a nuclear-armed state. The international community must impose real consequences for the regime's destabilizing actions.
But he cast doubt on Pyongyang's claim the test Wednesday was a hydrogen weapon. The North has justified its need for nuclear capability to defend itself against what it calls U.S.-led efforts to isolate and pressure it through economic sanctions and military containment. The test came just 2 days before the birthday of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Tunisia's Prime Minister Habib Essid announced a major cabinet reshuffle on Wednesday. He named new interior, justice, and foreign ministers, but gave no reason. The North African country has been under a state of emergency since the November attack on a bus that killed 12 presidential guardsmen claimed by the Islamic State. Two previous IS attacks targeted foreign tourists. This is VOA News.